Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. And as I mentioned earlier in the hour, previous half hour, we lost a great American recently, actually just a few days ago. M. Scott Peck, the author of The Road Less Traveled. That book was one of the aha moments in my life 20 or so years ago when I first read it, a little more than 20 years ago. And I had the honor of interviewing Mr. Peck on my show about 2 years ago. And that archive, by the way, is still up on my website. If you want to go look for his name in our Brain Trust list and go and listen to that archive. If you want to hear somebody who's one of the great thinkers of our time, and he's passed from this earth much too soon. But I'm dedicating the show to his memory, and I'm reading a few of the things that he had to say about life. And here's one very short one as I introduce my good friend Mark Mayberry. Scott Peck said this: ultimately, love is everything. Mark Mayberry is the president of the Mayberry Group and the co-author of In the Company of Entrepreneurs, and he's our good friend, one of our top customer care experts, not only in our brain trust, but actually in the galaxy. And he's our good friend. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always delightful to be here.
It's good to have you back. Are you familiar with the book, The Road Less Traveled?
You know, that's one of the ones I've never read, but listening to you talk about it, I'm certainly encouraged to go do it. And one of the things that, as you were talking about it, that came to my mind is people say, well, you know, what good is a book or a speech or something? It's not going to change anybody's life. But that one certainly had an impact on you, and it encourages those of us that are out there trying to encourage people.
Well, thank you for that, and I agree with you. And here's another thing he said, and this fits with what we're talking about. You cannot truly listen to anyone. This is what Scott Peck said. You cannot truly listen to anyone and do anything else at the same time. And, you know, Mark, I was just thinking about taking care of our customers. You know, if there's one time that you shouldn't be multitasking, it's when you're listening to your customers. You ought
Amen.
To be focusing on them as we kick off Customer Service Week, by the way.
So many people, especially when a customer has a complaint, they're just building up their defense. They're building up their response rather than just really listening to that customer. And we're all familiar with the chain Walmart. Home Depot. And I'm always thinking about something I read about them, that 70% of the items that are in a Home Depot store, and you know there's millions of items mm-hmm. in there, 70% of those items are there because at one time a customer asked for them and they tried it out.
Mm-hmm.
So successful companies do listen to their customers. That's one thing that sets them apart from the competition.
Well, and the thing about listening, when I think of listening to a customer, when I think about that, I think about a small business owner literally being in front of the customer, and the customer is talking to them. They're either complimenting them, or they're making an observation or a request, or maybe they're not so happy about things. But that's a pretty darn good time to lay the cell phone down, put the computer up, and stand at attention, and both ears open and mouth shut. What do you think?
If you do that, you will set yourself apart from the competition without question.
And that none of that was hard to do either, was it?
No.
When I say it wasn't hard.
It's not hard, but it does take some focus. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, that's no question about it. We have to think about it a little bit. When you walk into a business, do you sometimes get the idea that that the people working there act like you're sort of like in the way, you're like traffic?
Well, I got a great example of that this weekend. My godson was in town, and my wife Lisa and I went down to meet him at this restaurant down in Little Five Points, they call it here in Atlanta. And it was just one of these young, hip places to go, and our godson, Ross, had several of his friends with him. They were going to an Allman Brothers concert Saturday night.
All right.
And we got pretty much that example, unfortunately. The waitress was just very much in another zone. Lisa didn't get her food until about 20 minutes after everybody else.
Wow.
There was really kind of like, well, you know, I'm doing the best I can, rather than, gee, what can we do to make that up to you?
Mm-hmm.
Even the second round of drinks took probably 15 minutes to get, which is just... And her final words were, well, I'll see if I can get them to discount something off your bill. And she took 80 cents off.
Are you serious?
80 cents.
Wow.
Well, I'll never be back there.
Of course. Yeah, that's pretty bad. And the thing about it is you know, that business basically is probably not going to be around very long, is it?
Well, it's an example of a prime location, and there's been about three restaurants there because they haven't given the service they should.
And when they go out of business, Mark, they're going to be standing around scratching their heads saying, what happened?
Did and they'll blame it on somebody else.
Did somebody get the license plate? What truck hit
that's
us
right,
here?
That's right.
Stand by, Mark. Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen. He just got back from England and Italy. We're going to have him tell us about that little trip right after these messages. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Are you reeling in the throwing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Lysingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can go to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And it's also the place where you can go to subscribe to my blog, Jim's blog, right there. You can subscribe by RSS and check out that new technology. It's pretty cool stuff. All that's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also find out about all the things that Mark Mayberry has deposited for your benefit on our website, all the interviews that we've done with him over the years, the articles, and all the important things that he makes available to us. And he does the same from his own website. Mark, give us that one, please.
It is www.markmayberry.com.
Markmayberry.com. It's a good one, folks. And the book is called In the Company of Entrepreneurs, and I certainly recommend it to you. You can get it at that website. Mark, we're celebrating Customer Care Week, and you just got back from across the pond. You were in England and Italy. And what did you find over there?
Well, certainly in Italy, the language barrier was somewhat of a challenge, and especially when it comes to customer service. And one night, we were at this little restaurant, tiny restaurant. It was down an alleyway in Italy, and I believe it was in Cortona. And we literally had to have somebody at another table decipher the menu for us and kind of be our intermediary between the waitress and ourselves. So it's kind of
you were way off the beaten path if they didn't have anything in English.
Well, they really didn't. It was something else, but it was just such a quaint little town. And
but you'll never forget that,
meeting.
Will you?
No, never forget it. And certainly the waitress could take one of two attitudes. These darn Americans don't know how to speak Italian, or let me see what I can do. And she was just so gracious and did everything she could to help us with that.
What I found about the Italians is they do like Americans. I love what Berlusconi said, the premier over there. A few years ago, he said Italians love Americans. He said, we love Americans so much, we love what they do even before they do it.
That's a good comment.
Isn't that a great one?
Yes.
And of course, as we know, he proved that in by joining the coalition in Iraq. But anyway, you had a good experience, a customer service experience. And what do you think that American restaurants and small businesses could take away from she had a little bit of a challenge, didn't she, waiting on you?
She had a major challenge waiting on us. And the whole thing is, somebody made the comment recently, Jim, and I've never heard it put quite this way, and I think it really hits it on the head, and that is it more important when it comes to somebody serving the customer, is it more important what they do or how they do it? I've been in several situations where people will go by the book and do everything they're supposed to do, but it's not with a great customer service attitude.
Mm-hmm.
This woman had a super attitude. She wanted to help us. She was smiling, and she understood a few of our words, but not many. And it was just the fact that her head was in the right place. She really did want to give us great service.
Well, and the thing that you probably got from her was that she was happy to be doing what she was doing. Sometimes when people are waiting on you, when people are helping you, when they're giving you that whatever form of customer service they're giving you, you get the idea that they'd rather be somewhere else, anywhere
else. That's very true. attitude is what it's all about, and training people to have the right attitude and to give them the skills so that they really understand the customer service equation is what it's all about. I was reading recently
Can you train, Mark, let me stop you for a second. Can you train for attitude?
I believe you can. I was reading recently, as I was saying, about the Container Store, which has started out with a $35,000 investment, and now it's over $100 million in sales a year. They're rated in the top 50 by Fortune magazine as the best places to work. Jim, they train their people. If you start at the Container Store, the first year you're going to get 235 hours.
What's a Container Store? I don't.
They do just that. They have containers. They have all kinds of containers in it. It's a national brand, and it's just
like Tupperware.
Yeah, similar to Tupperware. If you need to put something in something, you go to the Container Store, and they will. I'm sure there's got to be one in Birmingham.
They got places to put your stuff. Is that what you're saying?
They got places.
They give you things to put your stuff in. All right, that makes sense. So they train people for attitude.
And they spend time, 235 hours their first year on the job. Now, how many of our listeners spend that kind of time to train people to make sure that they've got the right attitude when it comes to customer service?
Do you think that they probably also do a little personality profiling at the beginning, though?
I'd be shocked if they don't.
Yeah, and isn't that a good? I mean, I'm not as quite as optimistic about training for attitude. I think you can improve an attitude, but I think if you start out with somebody who walks in with an attitude, so to speak, I don't think you can break them from that habit as easily. I don't think I want to have to work that hard on it. I think I'd rather just make sure I hire the right people in the beginning. What do you think?
That's very true. I heard that put well by, I can't remember, I think a guy's last name was Hess, but he was the CEO and one of the founders of Parisian over there in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we can train them how to run a cash register. We can't teach them how to be nice.
Right.
We have to hire nice people.
Yeah, I think that's important. And that's so what we're kind of saying, I think, Mark, is that the key to good customer service perhaps is at the egg stage when you first hatch them into your business.
When I go into any business and look around and see what their challenges are, one of the biggest challenges most companies have is they hired the wrong people.
Yeah.
If you hire the right people in the first place, you know, it's amazing how things work out.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I've said for a long time, get me intelligence and a good attitude, and I'll train them. I'd rather have that over lots of experience and a bad attitude.
Absolutely. There's nothing worse than a bad attitude.
That's exactly right. Stand by. Quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Mark Mayberry. He's the author of In the Company of Entrepreneurs. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, and this is National Customer Service Week.
Lonely teardrops.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Mark Mayberry. He's helping us kick off Customer Service Week. Mark, is it customer service or customer care?
I think it's both. You better take care of the customer, and by doing that, you're servicing them.
Yeah. What, you know, we've said this before, Mark. By the way, folks, Mark's book is In the Company of Entrepreneurs, Transforming Your Organization into an Entrepreneurial Powerhouse. Mark, if anybody wants to employ your services to help them make sure that they get the maximum opportunity that they can out of their customer relationships, they can contact you from the website, can't they?
Website, or the best thing is call 800-394-6138.
All right, give it to us one more time.
800-394-6138. Thanks.
If somebody just wanted to get you to help them virtually, they just wanted to tell you a little bit about what the challenges are, where they're stuck, and they live in Bangor, Washington or somewhere like that. They're a long way away from you, and they say, look, Mark, I got a little company. I can't really afford to bring you out all the way out here, but here's where I think I'm stuck. Can we do this over the phone? Could you do that?
I'm sure there's ways that we could help them with that. But again, you got to look at the investment that you're making to whether it's me or you or anybody else to bring in to help your organization and what the returns are. Because a lot of people look at my fee or your fee and they say, boy, that's a lot of money. But when they look at what impact it makes on the organization, I've got a friend of mine. I thought it was funny. He put it so well the other day in what people's attitudes are. He's talking to a major client, and he said, if we're able to get this project done, what's it worth to this company in dollars? And the guy said, millions of dollars. He said, well, what's your budget? He said, less than $2,000.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that goes back to the listening to your customers. That's something that the small business person, like, is your target, and the listeners here this morning, that's where they can really just kill the competition that has some size to them. Is the fact the big guys don't take the time to listen. They don't have the means to listen to their customers.
Well, exactly, and I'll tell you, I had an occasion like this recently, just doing some shopping at a small business, and we actually got the owner, and the owner went on and on about spent a lot of time with us about the products that he sold, and went into great technical detail, helping us to make the right decision and all that. And you're not going to get that with the big companies, and the customer service was overwhelming.
Yes, and it's some place that you would certainly recommend to your friends.
Well, there's no question about it. And the thing is that even if that company is a little bit higher than the big companies, the guy earned that through his time and his expertise.
Absolutely. There are some things that I'll buy by price, like toothpaste. I mean, Crest toothpaste is Crest toothpaste.
But see, that's what you need. People don't want to pay a premium for what they need because those are commodities.
That's right.
You will pay a premium for what you want.
Absolutely. Whether it's stereo equipment or cameras or anything, you want the expertise and somebody who really is going to help you. You don't want to be sold anything, but you sure like to go in and buy things.
Well, and you want the experience that you're not buying a stereo, as you say. You're buying the experience that's coming out of this, out of the speakers. And when you push the button, you want it to work.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes we can be penny wise and pound foolish. Mark, we got about a minute and a half. What are your last thoughts as we wrap up our visit on during Customer Care Week?
Well, my last thought, I guess, will take an example of somebody who really understood what the customer is already all about and what they did. The guy's name is Bucky Miller, and he was at the hotel right there in Alabama, the Grand Hotel, which I understand undertook serious damage in this Katrina's hurricane. But Bucky worked for the Grand Hotel for the better part of 60 years, and he finally passed away a couple years ago at age 85. But the Grand Hotel built a monument, a statue of Bucky, right outside the back of their hotel. Now, how many companies do you know? You know, it's usually the owner or the founder where the statues go up.
Right.
Here was somebody that served people drinks in a birdcage lounge, and he gave such terrific service, mainly because he always remembered who you are and took the time to be with you, that when he passed away, they put a life-size statue of Bucky Miller right on the grounds of the Marriott Hotel.
And that's something for the other employees to live up to, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a great example, and it goes back to the bad egg that you're talking about. Yeah. Not only do you chase customers away, you chase good team members away as well.
That's exactly right. Mark, give us your website one more time.
www.markmayberry.com.
And the book is called In the Company of Entrepreneurs. Mark, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Really enjoyed it, Jim, always.
We'll see you next time. Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.